his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Maria.
With DanielFast.org, and we want to welcome all of you who are joining us on the 21-day nationwide Daniel Fast and Prayer for spiritual breakthroughs and to spark a revival in America to heal our land. Join us Monday through Friday for a new message of encouragement from the Word of God. We will also give you some meal suggestions and pass along some prayer and fasting tips. We welcome your input, prayer requests, and testimonials. We would love to hear from you. Go to the Contact Us page at our website, danielfast.org. You are beautifully and wonderfully created for divine love. Dear friends, our verse for today is, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female he created them. That's Genesis 1:27. Several years ago, a young man had a vision of the majestic throne of God. A stunning emerald rainbow encircled the throne. Powerful, flaming creatures called the Burning Ones stood and gave unceasing worship and glory to him who sat on the throne. The Lord sat clothed in bright white light. The Lord then took the man, showing him all the galaxies arranged in their splendor. You see all this, my son? And after drawing his hand across the unbounded horizon, the Lord proclaimed, Of all my creation, you are the most cherished. The man recounts the story to me with such awe that the creator of the universe would care so deeply about us. There's so much wonder and beauty within creation, but to think we are precious to him at times is very overwhelming.
But why does an all-powerful, holy, omniscient God regard us with that intensity? We are the only beings to actually be created in his very image of likeness. The agape love of the Father is perfect, most beautiful love our soul were created for. We can never know true fulfillment if we do not comprehend this flawless love that transforming us into his very image.
Other types of love have been lifted up by the world and even idolized. But to be honest, there comes a point when our human love grows weak and falters. For example, someone fails our expectations, inflicts trauma or hurt, or doesn't react the way we want. In instances such as these, natural love would begin to wane and become marred. But even as Christians, we still try to function off emotion-based love. It doesn't work very well, and as a result, there's a failure in accurately portraying the Lord's image to the world.
Dear friends, what would happen if we could love others like God does, even if they shame, hurt, or offend us? We would raise up and walk in a strength instead of weakness, victory instead of defeat, anointing instead of apathy. God's agape love is unlike any others. It's incredibly freeing because it's not performance-based. His love will not be lessened if you stumble or will be abandoned you if you fail him.
And because God is love and you are made in his image, our Heavenly Father designed you to be a vessel filled to overflowing with his agape love. In Psalm 139:14, the psalmist exclaims, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique from all other creation. You are fashioned with a creative mind and the ability to have a direct relationship with the Maker. We must realize the cries of his heart are to have a deep, close connection with us. He loves us in a way no other ever could.
As we spend more time growing our relationship with him, He'll begin to fill us more and more with his love to give to others so we can be carriers of his likeness to the world.
Dear friends, let us close in prayer about God's desire for us to love others as he loves us. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and thank you for your endless love for us. We thank you that you showed your immense love for us by sending your only son, Jesus, to die on the cross and pay the entire penalty for our sin. We thank you for your grace, mercy, and patience with us, and ask you to give us the strength to walk in your word and become more like Jesus every day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
This is Tim.
This is Maria.
From danielfast.org. We are glad that you have chosen to join us for this 21-day journey, and we invite you to send us your prayer requests and testimonies, because we want to pray for you and with you to build a community of believers who will share each other's burdens and triumphs. Please join us next time as we talk about prayer and fasting from the Word of God.
Blessings.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Whoops, that already started playing. Oh, that's
Paul, your friend. The pastor of Solano Southern Methodist Church, located here in Stuart. I want to invite you to our revival plan for January 28th through the 30th. We have special music each evening on Friday at 6:30 p.m. with Brother Larry Ford, who sang with the Gaithers. And on Saturday, we're privileged to have the Cross Tie Trio from Okeechobee starting at 6 o'clock. We have Dr. Paul Thinpen, the president of the Southern Methodist Church, bringing us a service every evening. Come worship with us, and we will all be blessed. I challenge you to bring someone who is not saved and make the difference in their life. We're located at 4899 Southeast Eptive Avenue in Port Solano, Florida. Thank you.
Praise God. Yes. Well, that's a wonderful event coming up again on Friday. We'll be talking about this a couple of times. We have in the studio today the pastor from Salerno Southern Methodist Church, Pastor Paul Friend.
Yes, sir.
And welcome. Move up a little closer to the mic there, Paul. Glad to have you with us. You can be talking a little bit about that. We also have on the phone, we're going to get to him in a minute, Brother Larry Ford, who's going to share a little bit about his ministry, his vision of his, how God uses him for revival and revival. What an important thing for the church today.
And for our community.
And for our, amen. Talk about what your church is doing, Pastor Paul.
Well, we're excited about this weekend because, you know, number one, we got Larry Ford coming on Friday night. You know,
yes.
I mean, how many times do you have somebody who sings with the Gaithers and all their, you know, their stuff on YouTube they have? And we're just privileged to have him on Friday night starting at 6:30. And then we got our president from our conference, from our Southern Methodist Conference. And it's just it's a joy to have Dr. Thinpen come down and give us the word of God. And this is a night people that's got someone not saved, they need to bring them out.
Amen.
They need to, and you know what? If somebody's on that, they're just not living for the Lord, it's a time to get their life revived. It really is. And then on Saturday night, we're having dinner, supper at 5 o'clock. We're going to have roast beef, corn casserole, and green beans and potatoes. That's right up my alley. But
I hear that.
We're going to have Cross Ties Trio from Okeechobee, which is a good Southern gospel group. God blesses everybody with them. They're just that good. And then Sunday we'll have our normal Sunday morning service, and end up Sunday night with Dr. Thinpen leading all four services, and
wow,
we're just on cloud nine. And the main thing is our community needs revival.
Amen.
You know, especially here in the Treasure Coast.
Yes, sir.
I mean, more people are out on the sandbar than I think in their own church on Sunday morning.
And, you know, we pray that hearts will be changed. That, you know, I remember when I first met the Lord, I was not interested really in having that kind of a meeting.
That's right.
But God was. And it was through exposure to the Word of God, and it was in worship, ultimately, that God changed my heart, you know, and he said, everything you read in the Bible is true. I'm real. I want to be in your life. And this is a time we need to have Jesus, not in our head, but in our heart.
That's right.
And that's what's going to be happening, what's happening not just on Friday and this weekend, but every day in the life of your church.
That's correct.
And other God-honoring churches. And we're excited to have you here in the station for the first time, Pastor Paul.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking also, in fact, I'm going to shift our focus now to Brother Larry Ford. And Brother Larry, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm glad I didn't lose you. And we've had the devil has tried to knock people off the air from time to time, but he has no authority right now.
If you've got a cell phone, it's likely to happen at least one time in your life.
Yes, it does. Well, it happened to me a lot, but sometimes maybe I didn't need to say what I was going to say. Anyway.
Oh, my.
Welcome to WCNO and for the Wednesday Live
Thank
program.
You.
Tell us, share with us. I know that you have been ministering not just with your voice, but in a lot of other ways for many, many decades. And but particularly, you're a man that God has given godly music to, holy music, and that you've led people to the Lord through your songs, and that you're going to particularly be focused on revival when you come to Salerno Southern Methodist Church. And I just talk to us a little bit about how is that on your heart? What is God speaking to you about your ministry in music, and especially for this event coming up?
Well, Dave, it goes a long way back. In fact, my beginnings in Brevard County start with actually the fellow that started your station there. And then I was pastoring a church, and we went on the air with them, and it was quite successful. The radio program and ministry was well accepted, and I was grateful to be on there. And I am so glad to be here with Paul. Paul is a pastor of a friend of mine that I met back during those years. His name was Evans Prairie.
Yep, know him well.
If I call that name out, I'm sure that a lot of your people will know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Because he's been a judge and somebody who's been known well in Stewart and in Martin County through the years. But I go back a long way with this particular county, not the church, of course. The church has been there quite some time, but I'm thrilled to be coming to a Southern Methodist church. I did most of mine is in those other kinds of Methodist churches,
right.
But still, I've got an open door in a lot of places, and I'm glad to be at Salerno.
Praise
and
God.
I'm looking forward to bringing my wife and my daughter with me to that meeting. We're going to have a great time. We're going to do a lot of wonderful music. We're going to hear some of that music today.
As a matter of fact, Brother Larry, we're going to hear one piece right now. The title of it is I Will Sing of My Redeemer. So we're going to go to that, and then we'll come back and talk to you and Pastor Friend a little more.
Thank you.
To set me free. given over sin and death and hell. Oh,
sin was sin, of my Redeemer. With his blood, he purchased me. All on the cross, he sealed my cross out. Paid the debt and made me free.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. Yes, he from death to life has brought me. Son of God, with him to be.
Talk about, oh man.
Dave was trying to hit those high notes.
I was, well, it's not going to happen. But Brother Larry, that, what a powerful piece. What a powerful witness to the gospel.
Yeah, if you're listening to it technically, that's a high B flat.
Okay.
On the end of Sing of My Redeemer there, but all the rest of it is just great lyrics. I love, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah, me too. But we're going to have another one as we close this segment in a few minutes. But I want to get, while I've got you, Brother Larry, but I want to throw this back to Pastor Paul to share with us. God, as a pastor, you're a leader. So God put it on your heart, you and probably the other leaders of the church, to come together and put this event coming up. This is, again, Friday the 28th. Which is this coming Friday this year, 6:30 p.m. is when the program starts. The revival service is at 7:30 p.m., and that's at Salerno Southern Methodist Church, 4899 Southeast Ebbtide Avenue in Port Salerno, Florida. And the phone number of the church is 772-283-6548. And we'll get back to that in a minute, but tell me, God put it on your heart. What did God tell you to do? I mean, God is very specific when he calls us, Pastor. What did he tell you to do about this? Why is this happening right now?
You know, I've been there where I didn't always live my life the right way. Revival is a constant. It's not just for the unsaved, it's for the saved also.
Yes.
To get us revived. And I can remember as a kid, J. Vernon McGee coming to the church I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And for a whole week at that time. But we got to constantly be revived.
Yes.
And not, you know, and but the thing is, if one person gets saved, this whole weekend's worth it.
You Amen. Know? Amen.
And my desire is people to get saved.
Yes.
And I want people knowing the Lord. I want people in the the Word of God daily. You know, it's a relationship that we have to have with Jesus constantly.
Amen.
And if we're not constantly in that Word, we'll get away from Him.
Amen. We will.
And I made my mistakes, and I don't want other people to do the same thing I've done. I want people to constantly be in His Word. And if there's one Christian out there that needs to be revived, please come this weekend.
Amen. And yes, and if you have a friend that you may have to encourage them strongly, but also pray that the Lord would turn their heart.
That's right.
Would melt their heart, and so that they would come. They may not come joyfully, but I believe that if God wants them there, they'll leave joyfully.
The Holy Spirit does the rest.
Amen. Amen.
You know, another thing is we're feeding them.
Yes.
Just like Jesus did on Saturday night, we're feeding them. So they need to come and eat.
Not only do you have the living water and the bread from heaven, but you also have, you know, tables groaning with church food.
There you go.
Right? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Brother Larry, I just was going to ask you, we might ask you the question is, you've been interviewed a lot. What have interviewers never asked you that you'd like to tell people?
I'm not sure that there is anything.
Okay. It's been all run over. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because what is so critical in any ministry is the heart of the minister. And because you're a man whose God has given you great musical gifts, you're coming to wherever you go, and we're going to talk about this program this coming January. You're coming to bring your gift of music to whomever is going to be there, whatever their need is, whatever the condition of their heart. How do you define what God puts in your heart to do what you do?
How do I define what God puts in my heart? Well, a lot of times that's already done by the writer of the song, music, the lyrics, and I just have to interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I find a song that has a message in it that I really want to put out there, I sing it a few times, not just for rehearsal's sake, but for spirit's sake.
Amen.
To make it a part of my life and to make it a part of my understanding. And until a song becomes a part of me, it's difficult to sing. It's hard to do. But
yes,
when it does become a part of me and I understand the lyrics and understand the spirit of the song, then I can communicate it. And it works much more effectively that way.
Amen. It's really a bridge between the mind and the heart that you're building by encountering the music, the lyrics, and the melody, and that you're seeking God's grace to really to sing through you. Am I saying this right?
Well, we're always looking for the anointing. And when I say anointing, that's when God sets us apart for a specific purpose.
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you. I don't always have that, and that doesn't always work when I get up to sing.
Uh-huh.
But when God, as I have said, and I've heard other preachers say, when you and God show up there at the same time, it makes us look good, but we have to be real careful with that.
Amen.
Amen. We're looking more important than the song or the music or whatever, and we're trying to impress somebody with our abilities.
Yeah.
I like to do that. That's, of course, a part of our ministry, but it's more important to put the song out there where it reaches someone's heart with a message.
Amen.
And that message goes down deep and finds a place to live.
And that's, you know, what you just said, you know, points to you're a praying man. And you have to be a praying man because at that point when you have humbled yourself before the Lord in prayer and given Him your life and the gifts that He's given you, the ministry He's called you to, and let it all come together. It's going to come together because God is making it happen. And then you become the instrument. And I guess I'm sensing you're, because what I want people to hear is that on Friday, January the 28th at 6:30 p.m. when Brother Larry Ford brings that ministry music, that's what God is doing. That God's using you. I pray so. I believe so. Because that's what it's all about. And I'm excited that you're coming and going to be a part of this. And I believe God's going to move big.
Let me ask the question of the interviewer here. That's always a really poignant question.
Sure.
Are you going to be there at this service?
I have to. I'm not sure. I have to check my calendar.
Don't crawl out from underneath that one. Okay.
Well, really,
okay.
But that's a good question. I will hope to be there. I haven't checked with my wife yet. You haven't checked.
Well, if you are there, you make sure that I meet you and know you are, that you're the guy that I talked on the radio with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I will make sure to introduce myself. What a pleasure it has been. We're about out of time, so I want to ask Pastor Paul, real quick, if you have anything more you want to add before we close this segment.
Larry said the key. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit over this whole service.
Amen.
The whole weekend. And he said it. When he gets up, anybody gets up to talk, anybody gets up to sing, it needs to be the Holy Spirit driven and not us.
Amen.
That's the key.
Amen.
And that Jesus Christ is the bottom line for everything here.
Absolutely.
What he did for us on that cross.
And that's we keep need to come back to that. Brother Larry, what would you like to close with? What would you like to say?
I would like to thank God for the technology that he has given us to bring this program and this interview to the people.
Amen.
If I'm sitting in front of my office in my car in Fort Myers, Florida, thinking about coming over to Stuart on Friday and bringing my wife and my daughter and having a service there, because we're going to drive over the day of the service and back that night. We want safety. We want people praying for us, not only for the service and for its anointing, but for our protection as well.
Amen. And we join you in that prayer, believe me.
Yes.
We're going to close this segment with another tune that you've recorded, Follow Me.
I happen to know very well the guy who wrote this. His name was Ira Stanfill. And what a great guy he was. He was a friend like Ray Cassis was a friend.
Yes.
I got to know them both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we're looking to look forward. I'll do my best to be there. And we'll look forward to meeting you and seeing you again in this area, because I think God's got is going to carve a path for you to come back and bring your ministry.
Thank you, sir. I hope so. I'll bring you some CDs that you can use.
Okay. We appreciate that. God bless you, brother.
Bless you,
thanks,
David,
for joining us today.
Uh-huh. My joy.
God bless. Bye-bye. Follow me.
I've traveled down a lonely road and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had bowed me to despair. And I've oft complained to Jesus how folks were treating me. Then I heard him say so tenderly, my feet were all so weary upon the Calvary road. The cross became so heavy. The morning I can see, just lift your cross and find.
Oh, Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, 'twould be no more than love demands, no less could I repay. No greater love has mortal man than for a friend to die. Are those words I gently heard him speak to me? Oh, if just a cup of water I placed within your hand.
Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders, inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity, bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
Well, welcome back to WCNO Wednesday Live. We run from noon, from 11 till noon, rather. And we have on the phone, ready to launch himself directly into this wondrous broadcast and into your living rooms or your cars or your business or wherever you happen to be, beloved brother John Nelson with Families Recover. John, are you there? I didn't lose you, did I?
I'm here. Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning, brother. And we have John on the air for a couple of reasons. One is, we want him to talk again about Families Recover, the ministry that God led him into some time ago, out of his own journey. And we also want to talk about a fundraiser coming up in June. You say, June? Well, that's quite early. But it's not too early to plan for this, and John will tell us what's going on. John,
sure.
Before we get into the golf tournament, Families Recover. I would like, give us a little, you know, thumbnail sketch as you always do, because some people are listening for the first time and they say, what is that?
Okay, we got it. FamiliesRecover.org actually started 10 years ago as Families Against Drunk Driving. And that came out of some family struggles and legislative stuff that wasn't being addressed by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And they've been such a huge impact on legislation and law changes around the world to where we're more street level.
Yeah.
And over time, we traveled California and Vegas and just a couple other places, Georgia, Detroit. You know, being a single dad keeps us kind of strapped to here, and I'm a business owner locally. So, you know, we've been involved with law enforcement and courts and rehab centers and just so many things. And then about four years ago, maybe five, the opioid heroin epidemic took off, and we got involved with Dave Ehrenberg and the Sober Home Task Force stuff, trying to come up with an answer to try to slow that whole thing down. And there was a whole bunch of great people involved in that. And then we started going into more human trafficking also at a ground level as a result of a personal loss on my side. I lost my wife to this stuff. It's going to be 4 years, and I can't believe it's going to be 4 years in April. But, you know, the struggle's real, and it's a real threat to our schools and our community. And we did a whole lot street level over the last 3 years where we've now turned it more education.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a family man, and we don't need to be chasing ground-level thugs when we have police forces and a lot of great entities trying to help out with that human trafficking type of stuff. And the drug dealers and the hookers and just everybody that's affected, you know, all the families that are affected. We were able to get two girls last month off the streets and actually sober today. So there's a lot of help there. Listen, this is God's organization, and it takes a lot of help. You know, it's really easy to get on the radio and chime off about how great this has been and bah, 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 and pat myself on the back. It's really a team effort. You know, you get to meet a lot of great people, and the message is clear. You know, teach kids at an early age to stay off drugs and alcohol.
Yep.
You know, and then give the families the tools, because it's the families that suffer. And that's how Families Recover actually got its name. We were looking at a more widespread name to really talk about what we were doing. I mean, we're still Families Against Drunk Driving also.
Yeah.
But it's families, you know, we have 125 or 130 DUI deaths a year in America with a population our size. That's nothing compared to the 3,000 that are dying to opioid overdose today, and that number hasn't slowed down in years. So,
no, it
has. You know, the impact's real, and the mission's good, and God's good. And we just love getting on the radio with you guys. We brag to a lot of our sponsors that are coming up with the Trident Golf Course tournament we're doing in June. And you know as well as I do, last year we had to cancel because with the pandemic going on and all the paranoia, all of the bigger corporations were donating towards that cause, which is valid. You know, you had a lot of needy families that needed to be fed.
That's right.
So we're just pretty excited. You know, also to talk about a little bit of what's going on in my personal life. 3 weeks ago, my 100-year-old grandfather went off to be with the Lord. And World War II vet. You know, we watched God move in that situation dramatically.
Yes.
I mean, in a three-week period, we have seen so many things that came across, all the way to hospice. We live in a great place. We just live in a great place.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. And one of the great places that we hope people will be living in on June 17th
I don't know if we're going to do a car yet. We may be. We're toying with a $1 million shootout. We moved our tournament from PJ National because most of our smaller sponsors are here.
Yes.
So we want them to be impacted on a positive note. And we actually had Tony from Treasure Coast Coin over there in the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
He actually missed $1 million by an inch.
Wow.
1 inch.
Mm.
You know, Treasure Coast State Buyers has been a big sponsor of ours for a lot of years. So there's a lot of great things. But it's exciting. You know, Trident Golf Course has come out of the ashes. Club Med had actually closed their golf course in 18 months ago. Bob, a great friend of mine who's a PGA pro and has done so much here locally with St. Lucie West Golf Clubs and just kids around the world, he's actually taken on putting that golf course back on the map, and we're excited. You know, they put in some great simulators. They're in the process of putting in some great golf simulators outside, like a Top Golf. If there's golfers out there, they know what I'm talking about. They actually have chips in the golf balls. and there's a computer screen right there in each place where you're driving, and what you're doing with your ball and how your swing was. I mean, it's not crazy like when I grew up. You're just hitting balls with those small drivers, you know, Jack Nicklaus style.
Yeah, right.
We've moved into the 21st century with golf.
Hey.
Which I'm still in the 18th century, so don't golf with me.
Right. So all your clubs have wooden shafts, right? And
you know, they've got tufts on them.
Okay. Well, this is what we want to encourage people to think about is, you know, what you're doing, John, the ministry that God has called you to, and Families Recover, is a critical ministry. And we can't say that enough, because addiction is something that lands into the homes of more people than you would think. And that what you're doing, and we know others are replicating that, but in this area, what you're doing is critical. It needs God's people to fund it.
Absolutely.
And,
you know, donations are the drive. We're a credible tent. We're just celebrated 10 years. We're an IRS 501c3.
Right.
You know, we are a legitimate IRS entity. Our books are open. You know, like I said, over the last 2 years, donations were way off because, you know, it's funded by, you know, the events we did with the Miami Heat and with the golf tournaments. And, but God's always loyal.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have to shut down.
That's right.
But, we got great sponsors this year. AmTrust Bank in St. Lucie West. They're kind of a lone wolf because their other ones are down south. They're mm-hmm. owned by New York Community Bank out of New York, which is a 130-year-old family-owned bank. They've taken the lead spot. They were helping us with the Miami Heat and the foster kids for years. Great things we were doing with busloads of kids, and we decided this year that they're going to take those funds, and they'll be our top slot premier sponsor out there at Trident Golf Course, and it's going to be pretty cool, you know. And not only that, we got a lot of local Rocket Air Conditioning, which is a pretty good size air conditioning, come on board. Peter's Hardware is coming on board. We got a limo service that services Club Med, Black Onyx. They're coming on board.
Wow.
So, you know, we just can't say enough that, you know, to be able to have 4 and 5 sponsors, and I know I'm forgetting somebody, but it'll come back to me. I'm 35 years old today. I'm celebrating a birthday.
Praise God, 35. Now, for those who don't know addiction, he's talking about his second birthday.
Absolutely.
His deliverance from drugs, alcohol, yeah. I understand.
I can't say I'm 58 because I don't think 58.
You know, 58. Well, I never knew your age, but you don't look 58. So.
Well, thank you. I've got incredible surgeons. A lot of people in town know I'm on a heart transplant list, and
yeah.
Martin North saved my life, and they just saved the girl that we're helping get her life back together, suffered from the same thing that got my girl, endocarditis. You know, these girls are out there, and guys, this isn't just a girl thing.
Yeah.
There's plenty of guys, those, you know, using dirty needles, and they end up getting sepsis, and before they know it, they got endocarditis. And that's, a lot of times people don't realize, a lot of these people that are dying on the streets aren't dying from fentanyl. They don't realize that the inside of their body is crumbling, and they bleed to death eternally.
Wow. Yes.
You know, so it's we're excited. You know, I'm Bob's doing a great job over there with his team, and Club Med's going to be a great place to do it. We figure about 100 golfers, like everyone else, they're having trouble getting golf carts.
Yeah.
So we got to limit it to 100 people. We were going to try to top out at 144, but it's okay.
Well, tell us again the date and the starting time, and again where it's going to be, John, just to give everybody a something to hang on to for their calendar.
We got June 17th. It's on our webpage, and it starts at noon. The shotgun scramble, which means if you're a golfer like me, you bring a pro like Bob, and you may win. You know, it's a best ball tournament. We're not sure, and I posted it today, that we are looking for a caterer. We're looking at some exciting ideas. We got maybe a barbecue food truck. We want to make this fun.
Yeah.
You know, addiction, I can give you a lot of stories of people that have turned their lives around and are doing a fantastic job, and not only doing a fantastic job for their families, they're doing a fantastic job of helping other people.
Yeah.
Because that's what it comes down to. You want to stay sober, it's about helping other people.
Absolutely. It is truly a team effort.
You know, Trident Golf Course over in Club Med, we're trying to arrange some fun stuff with Club Med to give us a week for four families, because you got four golfers. So, you know, at least a three-day weekend, golf unlimited, and all the water sports included. We're working on that. We got another PGA place over in Tampa. Bob is great friends with the guy over there, and they usually give us a foursome in a townhouse for the weekend. Mm. You know, people are out there to give. The issue is when you get into a situation where everybody's working from home, it's changed the whole scope of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just got so much great. You know, getting back to my grandfather, 100-year-old World War II vet. He was a POW. They kicked his face in when he was 20 years old. Mm. False teeth since he was 21. He celebrated by, and Brian Mast helped him a couple years ago get him the housing that he needed. You know, we're going to do a great memorial for him with the Honor Guard at a local restaurant on the 12th of February. Just watching, because I was pretty much the primary caretaker, and it was a pleasure to do that. And I never would ever realize how hard it is to take care of someone until I did. Yeah. You know, and then he went in the hospital. He had throat cancer. The day they were supposed to send him home, because he didn't qualify, and this is the problem with a lot of our insurance companies, he didn't qualify for 24-hour care, even with terminal throat cancer. So I go home, and I'm asking God, how in the world am I going to be a dad, homeowner, business owner, blah, 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 and still be able to watch him 24 hours a day? So I go back to the hospital, and hospice had been there on a Thursday. And this is God moving in my life. Mm. And I'm not saying that it's good that he went this way. He was in a coma Friday. And they had to take him to hospice. You know, it's just, you never know. And a lot of people are probably thinking, well, how could you think that way? He had no life left.
Right.
You know, we want dignity. And that's one of the things that we fight for people coming out of addiction. And, you know, we have no dignity. We have no self-worth.
Yeah.
We've done horrific things. We've done illegal things. And I'm guilty of all of that. I was just joking with a client today. I go, if you knew me 20, 25 years ago, you wouldn't think I was such a nice guy. You know, but God can transform anybody.
Amen.
If you're willing, you got to be willing.
Yes, you have to want it.
You know, we share this with a lot of kids in the rehabs, and it ain't just kids in these rehabs, by the way. You find all age groups. You know, you can pray all you want and have all the faith in the world, but you got to bring the shovel. God will make the way, but you got to do the work.
Yep. Yeah, you can't.
You know,
you can't. You can't be like a armchair spectator with your own life. You have to step in, and you got to sweat equity, they call it. Yeah,
sweat equity.
Sweat like they do for the Habitat for Humanity. You got to go in there. You got to start doing what you can do to join everybody else. Because, well, I remember when it was 2000. It was December 22nd, 2003 that the Lord delivered me. I mean, literally delivered me from alcohol, and that I had to want it. You know, I had to want it. God was nudging me, but He wasn't going to force me, because that's free will. You got free will.
Free will. I mean, I had a call. I was just leaving to go to Home Depot when he called, and a good friend of mine called me. He actually texted me first, and it was 11:27, just before you guys called. And he goes, I want a drink.
Yeah.
And he's got some time under his belt. And so I called him. I go, listen, I want you to hear what I'm about. And I want people that are listening to hear this. If you're struggling, your brain is not asking for a drink. Your brain doesn't know a drink from a Hershey bar.
Right.
What your brain is asking for is sugar.
Mm.
Because when you come out of an alcoholic stupor of years and years and years, it's loaded with sugar. So your brain is actually craving sugar. And if you, and I've tempted this a lot of times because I'm diabetic and I get very low blood sugar, your brain starts going all over.
Mm.
But if people are out there struggling, keep some hard candy in your car. Keep some candy in your house. Now, well, I can't do that. I'm diabetic. Well, you would drink. What's the difference? I had a girl 15 years ago tell me this in Deerfield Beach. John, you're an alcoholic. Your brain wants sugar, not a drink. Grow up. And that's what I did. And I didn't be that rude to this guy, friend of mine on the phone. I said, listen, your brain, and he's never heard that before. See, someone shared with me is what I'm sharing with you and our listening audience. Our brains are craving sugar.
Yeah.
So eat some sugar, hold on for about 10 minutes, and that craving will go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you hold on.
That's I believe that. Although I have to tell you, my drink of choice was scotch because it didn't have as much sugar in it because I was watching my weight. Right? I was watching my weight, but I was drinking myself to death. But now, and I want to say to people listening, you know, yeah, we're talking about a particular fundraiser, a moment in time when people are going to come together, have some fun, and support this ministry. But above and beyond all of that, we're talking about what God is doing through, really, through John and the people that work with him, the team effort at Families Recover, to help bring people to if it's sobriety first and then Jesus, you know, we're not going to split hairs, right, John?
You know, I go, and I'm not afraid to share this. Most people know me in this town. I've been here 20 years, been sober quite a while. I go to meetings.
Yeah.
I go to an AA meeting. If I'm in town, and even if I'm out of town, that's what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Celebrate Recovery, cocaine and non, wherever you find it, but the 12 steps are like the 12 disciples. The AA book came out of the Bible.
Yeah.
And the first step, the principle behind it, we just talked about this in detail for an hour, is honesty.
Yes.
Your second step principle behind that is hope.
Yeah.
Well, the third step, which 1, 2, 3, is faith. I can't have a God if I'm not honest.
Amen.
If I'm out there ripping and running, he doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yep.
You know, he doesn't like confusion, and God doesn't like lies. And until I could get honest, and we talked to a lot of people about this, take your time, it'll come. And it does. I've never met in 30 years in AA, two atheists.
Mm.
Now, I've met a lot of agnostics.
Right.
But I've met more people that walked in and said, I've had an extremely bad thing in churches, that they stayed sober for a few years, and guess what they were talking about? They were talking about Jesus.
Amen.
You know, God's not in he's not in a rush.
Exactly.
We get in a rush. We're always in a rush. I'm always in a rush.
Well, you know, welcome to the club. You know, my wife says I have two settings, you know, stopped and fast. So, that's the way it goes. But
we're wired that way.
Well, I guess we are, and that's how God uses us. But nothing. I'm so glad, John, that you were available today, and that we're going to continue to promote this fundraiser because it is critical. At the end of the day, God supplies all of our needs. Sometimes there's
one other.
Money.
I didn't mean to cut you off. You know, I'm ADDA personality. I forgot to mention Tony over at Miracles Recovery in Port St. Lucie. He's always helped us.
Yeah.
So we got Miracles Recovery. We got Trident Golf. We got AmTrust Bank. We have Rocket AC. We've got Black Onyx Transportation. We're already halfway there because your hole-in-one contest takes up another 3 holes. So you're at 9 holes.
Yep.
And then Peter's Hardware. So you're 10 sponsors, and you're 4 months out. Mm. You're halfway there with golfers. You know, now it's raffle items. If you're thinking about advertising on WCNO, and this is the truth, it probably took our ministry 6 or 7 months of being mentioned on a daily basis. We're getting a couple calls, 3-4 calls a week now.
Wow.
And you know, it's a trick. I was in the restaurants for years. You have to advertise. Well, why wouldn't a business that's out there in the community, in any business, not wanting to be a partner with you guys? Because you guys have such a broad reach. And I've done Clear Channel. We've done Joy FM. you know, you guys, we're getting a response that who knows how many more people are really going to call that just can't, they're ashamed to call. And, don't be ashamed. Pick up the phone and call me.
Amen. And speaking of that, how can they reach you, John, to call you for help, but also to get information on the golf tournament?
They can go to familiesrecover.org. It's on our webpage. It's also on our Facebook page, familiesrecover.org. Trident Golf's got it up on their webpage. They're building a beautiful website. They can call me direct. My cell phone's always on 772-285-5828. You know, this is a transparency thing.
Amen.
We want people saved. Nothing tickles me more than to see a family getting their family back together.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you, John, but we have about 3 or 4 minutes before we have to go, but I believe that there's at least one person listening right now who is in denial, whatever their addiction is. They're in denial that it's killing them, it's killing their family. What would you say to them in 25 words or less?
That's tough. You know what?
Yeah.
Put down your ego. Forget about the shame. Forget about all the unforgiveness. Forget about what people think. And this is what I share in jails and rehabs all the time. And this is going to be a couple more words than 25. Somebody loves you.
Yeah.
And if you think nobody loves you, God loves you.
Amen.
So let down your armor, that big wall, if they're anything like me, and dial 772-285-5828. We have a whole bunch of rehabs in this town, including New Horizons, that will take you with no money. There's help.
Amen.
There's help. So,
and and John is there to help you, and we appreciate that ministry, brother. Would you
appreciate
pray? I'm going to ask you to pray for people who are struggling with addictions right now, and that'll pretty much close out this segment of Wednesday Live. Would you do that?
My God, Father, we're just so thankful. I was kind of iffy, like I've always been, and here you are delivering me from drugs and alcohol on a daily basis and everything else I suffer from. Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for anybody that's struggling out there, including the families. It's not an exclusive disease. It affects everybody, Father, and we're just let down that guard and make those phone calls, whether it's me or any other mental health facility or whatever you're struggling with, just make the decision. And Father, just give them the courage to do it, because it takes a lot of courage to ask for help. And Father, we know that you'll pave the way, as you paved the way for many of us. We bring that to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, brother. We'll be talking to you real soon.
God bless you.
God bless you. Stay in touch. Tell us how it's going.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, and I have to say, Karen, who has been very quiet, sitting here praying for us
taking
as we've been going through
it,
taking it all. And you got any last words before we go?
No, it's just, you know, when we were talking with Larry earlier, and about the anointing, you know, as, you know, a person that sits in the pews and not up on the platform. You know, I think many of us, we want to see those that are gifted musicians and singers, we want to see them take us to heaven, take us into the throne room of God.
Amen.
You know, don't perform for us. You know, sing as unto the Lord so that you can bring us in. That's what we want. Don't perform for us. Bring us in.
That's a very good word from the Lord.
Amen.
Because the problem has been, in a lot of places, people are into performance. And they think it's them. They think they're doing it.
Yeah, performing days are over. We want to see the anointing of God come through your life.
Amen.